Tuesday night here on Adorim. Talking about a Sagavra Sachefsa. And the ramifications. And the question is exactly what does it mean? You have the Gemara about Dovah Sheim Bo Mamish. You have the description on that base and the base. Okay, that's a description. That Nedarim is Issa Chefza and Shavuos is Issa Gavra. You have the Gemara about Ein Bo Mamish and Yesh Bo Mamish. You have the Gemara about Chal Al Dvar Mitzvah Kedvar HaRashus. And you have the Ran Adaf Yitches that explains that that's why Nedarim is Chal on Shavuah. If there's already a Shavuah not to eat the Kikar, another could be Chal on top of it, so to speak. Because that's Issa Gavra, that's Issa Chefza. And in explaining it, the Ran said that all these surim in the Torah are Issa Gavra. So we want to have a better understanding of what it means. It's a question of where. Meanwhile, we have a working hypothesis that the difference is, I would call it what the Inyan Issa is, like what the Torah is makbid on. What does the Torah want to be merachik? What from what? When you create an Issa Chefza, whether it's Hekdesh or Neder, you say this Chefet should be Osur. As we saw, that it's really all extrapolated from Korban. So, Dakpod of the Torah there, well, not Dakpod of the Torah, I'm sorry, because Bal Yachel, the Ran says, is Taka Nisa Gavra. The Isser that you create when you make an Issa Chefza, so the Inyan Isser is that you say there's something special about this Chefetz. The Sibus or Isser is in the Chefetz. The Inyan Isser, the purpose, like the reason the Torah wants it Meruchak. It's not that you shouldn't eat it. Your Isser is not, we're talking about now the Isser that you create. We're not talking about the Isser Torah not to eat Hektish, or the Issa Torah even of Bal Yachel. All Isurim in the Torah is a Gavra. What does that mean? Ran and Ritva. It means, we talk about Ein Issa Chalal Issa, Yav Chelev, Yav Chazir. It means that what the Torah wants to accomplish is not that Chazir shouldn't be eaten. Like the Torah doesn't care if Chazir is eaten or not, so to speak. Chazir can be destroyed any way you want. Burn it, eat it, do whatever you want with it. The Torah doesn't want you eating chazer. The harchokah is in you. The harchokah is in the Jew, that the Jew shouldn't be doing this. So that's what the Ritvan Duran say. All these surim of the Torah are directed at the Gavra. Even something like, you could say, when would you be pushing it? Even the Issa Torah don't be nana from Hektish. Because when the Torah gave its hazhar, is this a Gavra? When the Torah gave its hazharas at Har Sinai, in other words, the Torah was concerned with the person. What does it do to you? What kind of a person does it make you? Like, does it bring you closer to Hashem or further away from Hashem? When the Torah issued its Isurim, it, according to the Ritvan, the Ran at least, it wasn't concerned with the Chayfetz. When you make, even let's say you have an Issa place, you're not going to be Nehenna from Avodah Zarah. So again, that's Issa Gavra, even that. Even though you'll say that the Sibus HaIssa is in the Avodah Zarah. See, when did we ask this Kasha from Yom Kippur, if you remember? We said Yom Kippur is maybe like the only logical Issa Gavra. That's when we looked at the question of Issa Gavra and Issa Chefza as what the Sibus HaIssa is. What triggers the Issa? So you say, Bishlam Yom Kippur, you can say what triggers the Issa is not the food, because the food is the same food as every day. What triggers the Issa is you, we have to fast on Yom Kippur. But once you get the Chalev and Chazer, we said like logically, Lechora, what triggers the Issa is the Chayfetz. The answer is it might trigger the Issa, but the Inyan Issa, like what the Torah is makbid on, what the Torah doesn't want to happen, what the Torah wants to avoid, wants to prevent, is you doing something, you being involved in something wrong. You're violating Hashem's will. You, it's the Gavra. That's what the Ran is saying. Kol Yisurin Shabbat Torah is a Gavra. The Hakpodos HaTorah, as it were, is you. Now, Bashen came by Ned there, we're dealing with the issue that you create. So you create, you say there's something, I don't want this chayfetz touched by people. Like, I want it meruchak. So that's, it's an isachefetz. Shvua, you're either talking about yourself. I won't do this. I will do it. You're talking about yourself. You're not talking about the chayfetz. You're talking about something you want to do, something you don't want to do. So that's isagavra. Okay, now the question is, what about where it's chal? So, certainly logically and intuitively, we'd say that an issa cheftz is chal on the chayfetz, and an issa gavra is chal on the gavra. And that's why you have all these gemaras about ein bo mamish. So now we come to Tosfos and Shavuos. If you have a Shavuos, you should look in. You should learn things inside. There's not books on tape. So Tosfos asks Akasha that the Gemara says that a major difference between Nedarim and Shavuos is that Nedarim are chalin al dvar mitzvah and Shavuos are not, and the Gemara Nedarim explains that there's contradictory psukim. One tells me yes, and one tells me no. And we logically differentiate and say that neder is chal on the chayfetz, so it's chal on the dvar mitzvah, because the chayfetz is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, you are. So it's chal on the chayfetz, now the chayfetz is osur, and now we say, ein machilin l'odom davar osur mo. Shengen Shvua, you have to put on tefillin, you have to sit in the sukkah. You take a Shvua that you won't, that's meaningless. Lav kol kamine, you can't violate your prior Shiva. So Tosfos asks Akasha, matter-of-factly, he said, I'll tell you in a way in which Shvua also, if I said, he brings down Gemaris, the Gemaris, that the Lashainas of the Gemara are talking about the Chayfetz, and it says Shvua. The Tema, like around 10 lines down from the start of the Tosis, around 10 lines, Tafchaf Hei, and the Tosis is Divri Amaschel, Mashenkein Bishvuas, and around 10 lines down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines down from the top is the word Vitema. Him came, Machom Yesh Menadorim and Bishvua. Shvua Nami Chayla Ki Ay Gavna. If your whole difference is that Neder is Chal on the Chayfetz, and Shvua is Chal on the Gavra, so we can work it out by Shvua too. Ki Omar, if he says, Yeshiva Sukkah Alay Shvua. The Osar Chefza Alay. The Boosar Chefza Alay Cholonami Shvua. Very startling remark from Tosfos and Shvuas, that you can make a shvua with an issel chefza. Kidyama b'shilei perikava perikdalan and then dorim gav b'shvua shav v'oimi yeyosu kol peris omor lai b'shvua. So others say it's lav dafka. That's not what the Gemara there is coming to say. It's coming to make a different point. So it spoke not precisely. But Tosfos takes it very seriously. He says there's a Gemara that has an issel chefza by a shvua. Aye, Gemara nadorim that bezim at bez. Which says Nedarim is a chefza, Shvuos is a gavra. So he says the Gemara means Nedarim has to be that way, but Shvua could be also nafshim in chefza, but it could be the other way too. V'yesh lomar, looks like a Tosfos teretz. Tosfos first teretz accepts this, accepts the premise of his kasha, and that means Tosfos and Shvua holds the maskana that you can make a Shvua with an issa chefza. He accepts the premise of the question. He finds a teretz. V'yeshloimar, the haynu chayme b'nedarim, the b'chol inyan, the chal al dvar harashos, chal al dvar mitzvah. Any kind of neder you make will be chal against the dvar mitzvah, because they're all issa chefza. דהיינו כשאויסר החפץ על עצמו. אבל כשאויסר עצמו על החפץ, אין אוכל אפילו בדבר הרשוס, כשאויים הגוינם גופו על החפץ. דקוינם היינו כקורבון ולא שייך על עצמו. You can't make a neder on the gafri. You can only make it on the chayfas. Avol b'shvua, b'chol in yoni shvua, n'chol al dvar mitzvah dvar harishus. When? V'ayinu k'sha yisra atzmoy ala chayfas. So shvuas can be a sechefza. That's what Tosfos says. I, the Gemara that says chayma b'nedar b'shvuas, says it's still chomer, because any type of neder you can imagine are all cholam al dvar mitzvah dvar harishus. Because they're all always is a chefta. I think in Shavuos sometimes can't be chal. At least sometimes can't be chal. Neder is always chal. Shavuos is not always chal against the Dvar Mitzvah. Because many times, most of the time, it's Issa Gavra. That's how you make a Shavuos. That's a normal Shavuos. But the Gemara does not preclude, Tosfos says, that you can make an Issa Chefta through Shavua. So now, what could this mean? What is Tosfos? It's very startling. Very startling. So, the way we understand this a Chefs and this a Gavra is perhaps not so startling. Why? It's true, it's different than the way we understood things till now. But, you know, you gotta keep an open mind. There's no way to wiggle out of Tosfos. Tosfos says that Shavua you can make in this a Chefs, and it'll have all the ramifications of an Issa Chefza. No two ways about it. No wiggle room here. So the answer is that we assumed always, the way we explained Issa Gavra and Issa Chefza, it really should not be a problem at all. We explained Issa Gavra and Issa Chefza as being where the Hakpada lies. What's the Inyan HaIsser? What is the goal of the Isser? By the Dorim, the goal of the Issa you create is the Chayfetz. You want to turn it into a different type of Chayfetz. You want a Chalois to be Chal on the Chayfetz. By Yisurei Torah and by Shvua, you're talking about yourself. The Indians in yourself. Even if it's Chazir, I'm going to go back to that. I want to make sure that's understood. Even if it's Chazir and it's Mutamtem Alev, and it's spiritually horrible and it's terrible, but the Torah doesn't want you involved in that kind of behavior. The Torah's Akpada is you. The Torah doesn't care if Chaz is eaten. It's not the point. The Torah Hashem didn't create the world for the purpose of the Chazer, that it shouldn't be eaten. He didn't create it for the tefillin, that it should be put on. He created it for people to be involved in certain types of behavior. That's what it means. It's always an Issa Gavra. Based on that understanding, so really, it's not an inherent difference between Shavua and Neder. It's not an, even if it would be true that Neder always being Issa Chefza, we understand. That's inherent. Because the koach of Neder comes from a korban. And there, you're making that thing something special. And you're talking about that thing. I want that thing meruchuk from secular, mundane activity. I want it to be put on a pedestal. You're talking about the Chefza, that's Issa Chefza. That's Neder. Shavua, although till now we always assumed the concept of Shavua is talking about myself, something I'll do, something I won't do. But now you'll think about it for a moment and say, wait a second. That's not really true. It doesn't have to be that way. Shavua means I made a statement, and I'm declaring that the reality of that statement should be as true. That statement should be as true. The reality of that statement should be so as strongly as the reality of Hashem. We assume till now that the parsha of Shavua was only given when you're talking about the Gavra. That's Shavua Shtayim Shein Arba. That's the cases. Shavua Shehalachti V'Shelo Halachti. Sheelech Shelo Elech. That's Shavua. You say you're going to do something, or you're not going to do something. And you say, wait a second, that's not muchrach. I can talk about the chayfetz. So till now we thought that didn't work. It works if you make a neder. If you hook into the parsha of Korban, where I say this is osur, this chayfetz is special, this chayfetz is put aside not to be used for secular consumption, but to be used, it's also like Kiddushin, Isha, right? She's on a pedestal, she's Moruchuk from the whole world. Shvua is reserved for talking about yourself, what you will do, what you won't do. But it's not Muchrach. Tosfos here holds that you could talk about the Chayfetz also about Shvua. You could say, Yeshiva Sukkah Alai. Now, if you would say Kekorban, it would be a neder. Instead, you said Shvua. It should be with the strictures of a Shvua.
What if you said both?
If you said both, they would both be Chal. That's what we saw in the Ran and the Dharam Daf Yud Ches. You would have Issa Chefza. Oh, if you said both in the way of Issa Chefza, then it wouldn't be, the second one wouldn't be Chal. It would be like Ein Issa Chal Al Issa. There's no room. The first one was already Chal. So the point is, the way we've been explaining things, then you sit up and you say, wait a second, it turns out it was never Muchrach, it never had to be that way. We just assumed the Torah only gave the parasha of Shvua in a context of Issur Gavra. But now that we understand what Issur Gavra is and Issur Chetzah is, so places in Shavuos, Tav Chafei Amar Aleph, in his first teretz, holds that you can, it's like, it sounds startling, but it really shouldn't be. You can make, if you say it 10 times, it'll all of a sudden not be so startling. You can make an Issur Chetzah with Shavuos. Why not? There's nothing inherently wrong with that statement. You say, why isn't it a net there? Because instead of hooking up the carbon, you hooked up the Shavuos. You said, Yeshiva Sukkah Ze'alai Bishvua. There's a certain technicality I don't know. Maybe it means I will. Maybe it's a Shvua that I will sit in the Sukkah. How do you know it's a Shvua that I won't? But how do you know you're answering it? How do you know the person's answering it? Tosfos' sentence does not have the guy saying the word also. He's saying Yeshiva Sukkah Alai Bishvua. I'm asking like a balabatashik question. Can't that equally mean that I'm enjoined and under oath that I dafka will go sit in the sukkah? With neder, you're saying either osur or kekarbon. Yeah, because there's no kikah ze'alai mitzvah. There's no, in the Dorim, when it's clear you're making a neder, there's no parsha of positive. There's only negative. But shvua has positive. I could say shvua she'elech lemachar to Yerushalayim. What? Yeah. How do you know what it's a yodis to? Maybe he's saying I will sit in the sukkah. Shvua could go either way. Well, yeah, I don't know how you know, it's like a technical question. No. Nidre Hekfish.
Only
Nidre Yisr can't be positive. There's only Nidre Yisr. The only parsha of Neder is that I can make something forbidden. There's no parsha of Neder that I can make something into a Heftz of a mitzvah. No such, the Torah doesn't give me that power. But Shvua, I can say, I will go to the store tomorrow. So the only, what I want to say a tremendous kiddush. It doesn't answer the question. Yeshiva Sukkah Ze'alai Bishvua. Shvua is really always that you're not allowed to violate the Shvua. You still have to know what the Shvua is. I don't know, it's a technical question. Yeshiva Sukkah Ze'alai Bishvua.
Yeah. Understand the premise that Shmua is not Gavka.
What? Sorry.
According to Tosfos, the premise Shmua doesn't always apply just to Gavka. It's generally an idea, but not Gavka.
Tosfos in Shmua is Mechadesh in his first teretz that you can make an Issachetzah with Shmua.
If that's the case, why is it not listed as one of the chumras of the Shmua? When we have a listing of the Shmua, chumra, Shmua, and Neder, You're
asking a question on Tosis. You're asking a question on Tosis. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. When I learn Shvulas, I'm not concerned now with the Tosis here. I want to get out of the Tosis what we want from Maseches Nedarim. You learn Nedarim that bays and bays, and you learn through the whole Maseches Nedarim, and blindfolded with one hand tied behind your back, you know that Neder is a Chefza and Shvulas is a Gavra. Then you come to a Tosis and Shvulas, and it's a long Tosis. It's not like a one liner with a mistake in the print. The whole point of Tosis is to say, so I have no problem with the concept, I told you, because Issachefza, I see no reason for Shvua to be inherently and essentially Issagavra the way Nedarim is essentially and inherently Issachefza. So I say a Dibra, forget about my question, I'll put it on the side. Maybe it's a question, maybe it's not a question. I say that the chayfetz should be osur in the context of Issa Chefza, but not as a neder. What do you mean not as a neder? That's a neder. So now we learned Baruch Hashem for a few weeks now, months, and I know what I'm talking about. That I'm not hooking up to the Parsha of Korban. I'm not plugging into the Parsha of Korban. I'm plugging into the Parsha of Shvua, and I'm saying this chayfetz should be osur on me, and the reality of that, the reality of that should be as real as the reality of Hashem. That's what it means, the Shvuah. So that's Chal. That's Tosis' first Teretz. Tosis' second Teretz is that you can't do it. There's no such thing. On the first big line, on the Tosis, that's Chafayim and Aleph, for Rabbeinu Elchanan Teretz for Shem Ri, the Shvuah, Afilu Kishal Yomar, Yeshiva Sukkah Olai Shvuah, Asar Nafshe Min Chefza. The Lashon Shvuah, the very concept of Shvuah, I'm taking an oath. You know, I understand Tosis is Chiddush, because we said Shvuah is the hooking up to the reality of Hashem. Tosis' second Teretz is that hooking up is only said in the context where I place myself under oath to do something or not to do something. Can't carve out your own parsha of the Torah. So Tosis' second Teretz is that it's not possible. You cannot create an Issachefza with a Shvuah. The whole parsha of Shvuah, hooking up with the reality of Hashem, the whole placing yourself under oath, which means I'm declaring that this is as true as Hashem's very existence, that parsha was only given in the context of my doing and my not doing. That's Tosis. So that's Mamish. Two Terutzim in Tosis.
What is the second?
He says it's not Chal. Tosis made. No, you mean the Lashon of Yeshiva's. Yeah, Lav Davka. The Gemara wasn't careful. The Gemara was not precise. The Tosis started off with that assumption that you could. I can even understand it being an assumption. Okay, now, so now we have a working understanding of this Agavra and this Hefetza. Oh, so now, the Shaila of where it's Chal, though. Where it's Chal. So, I want to talk about Chelem and Chazir and all the Yisuri Torah. The Lashonos of the Gemara always talk about that there's a chalois iser on the chayfetz. You say, ain't iser chalal iser. You know, once something's usher, it doesn't become usher again. Our frame of reference, when we're talking about isurim, is usually the chayfetz. I mean, that's how we talk. The chayfetz is usher. The answer is, if you finish the sentence, you'll see it's not true. The chayfetz is usher to eat. I would have no problem with the din being chal in the chayfetz, but the din that's chal in the chayfetz is that I can't eat it. In other words, it sounds complex, but the chayfetz has a din that I shouldn't eat it. Like you say, poison, I'll give a marshal. Then talk about poison. So you can say, saying all these, let's say you say, I shouldn't eat poison. Now, if someone tells me all these Suri Torah is a gavra, it would mean like this. The Torah doesn't care if poison's eaten. When Hashem made the Bria, he had no problem with poison being eaten. That's not the issue. Poison is food, like other things are food. But the Torah doesn't want you eating poison. It's going to kill you. But you would certainly say the chayfetz is poison. Poison has a din that you shouldn't eat it. Now the din could be chal in the chayfetz, but the din could be on the gavra. I mean, it could be chal in the chayfetz that it should not be eaten, that a person shouldn't eat it. Like it's saying, where's the chalois of that chayfetz, of that din? The chalois could, in the metaphysics of it. Where's the chalois of the chayfetz, of the iser? The chalois could be in the chayfetz. Chalos means this, the metaphysical, if Congress passes a law, so there's no chalos. They pass the law that you can't do something. When the Torah passes a law, we say a certain metaphysical reality has been created. A chalos refers to that metaphysical reality kicking in. Physical world, I wouldn't talk about a chalais, but it would still be true. Let's say a child becomes an adult at 13. So at 13, it's chal that he's a gadol. That change in status, the legal change in status, is chal. It's not just, okay, when you're 12 years old and 11 months, 12 years and 11 months and 3 weeks and 6 days, you don't have to put on tefillin. And when you're 12 years old and 11 months and 3 weeks and 7 days, then you do have to put on tefillin. It's much more complex than that. It's chal in him, that he's a gadol. That's chal. It's a reality, a metaphysical reality. So a chalois means that the metaphysical reality kicked in. It's chal. Usually we talk about it by metaphysical or ruchniyistic of things. But dinim achal. Saying when the secular governments pass a law, it's not chal. You don't do it. It's not chal. When the Torah, when Hashem passes a law, Hashem says, this is asur. So it's chal that it's asur. It becomes a certain reality of the chayfetz that it's asur to eat. But I see no contradiction between saying that din is chal in the chayfetz, but the din is that a person can't eat it. That's what's chal. It's like saying poison has a din that a person can't eat it or will die. So it's just a gavra, because again, when I would say it's just a gavra, I would say Torah doesn't care if poison's eaten. Hashem has no problem with poison being eaten. The problem is you, the person, shouldn't go eat poison. It could be chal on the chayfetz. Yeah, but why? Chal on the chayfetz just means that it's a chalais din. The din is chal on the chayfetz. What's the din? That a person can't eat it. The din could be an iser gavra, but the chalais, it's a chalais din. Like you say, it's chal on the shofar, then it's kosher. It's chalais din. You could have a chalais din that a person can't eat it. Okay.